Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, and welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats. We're with Leah Bergman, the coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Coach, this will obviously be a quick one because you didn't have a game on Friday as you had a first-round bye. You're sub-state at Stafford in 1A Division II, and you'll move on now to take on Otis Bison. They beat Tescott by 11 in the first round there Friday in Otis. And just kind of looking at this team, what do you see from them, seeing them on film with Otis Bison in the semifinals?
Yeah, we were able to have kind of a team get together, and we watched the game, so the girls are kind of have an idea of who they'll be guarding and kind of what the game plan is. You know, it was probably a little bit slower paced game than we hoped to play. Tescott played a zone against Otis Bison, which kind of slowed things down a little bit. That's probably not what we'll do. We like to play fast and kind of furious. So, you know, hopefully, as long as we can stay healthy, hit some shots, and just play the way that we're capable of playing, hopefully we can come away with a win and then be back at it Saturday again.
Just give me some quick thoughts about how you feel about this bracket as a whole and the competition that you're expecting to see. Obviously, you're the number one seed and a favorite in this one.
Yeah, I've looked at I've probably watched more game film than I should. Sometimes I go down rabbit holes and you know, think about every possibility that there is. But, you know, I like our chances. I think Victoria, Pawnee Heights, regardless of who we play, they've got some post players that are going to be big for them. And so really our game plan is to play good, solid on-ball defense. You know, that's kind of been my mantra to the girls. You know, we're not the tallest. So in order to play teams that have, you know, good, tall post players, your on-ball pressure has to be, you know, insane, because it does no good to have a 7-foot-tall girl if the guard can't get her the ball because she can't see because you got someone in her face. So that's something that our guards are good at. They've gotten used to that style of play, and they're good at it. So that's kind of going to be our game plan regardless of who we play. I'm excited. I'm excited for the girls to go out and play. Not being able to, or having a bye is nice. But also girls are itching to play. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun to get out there and watch them. And hopefully, you know, I like our chances again, regardless of who we're playing, as long as we can stay healthy and do what we're capable of doing. Hopefully we can get back to state and then make another run at it.
Leah Bergman, coach of the Leti Blue Jays, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat, but hopefully, like you said, we will see you out at state. And best of luck here as you finish out sub-state.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Dusty.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato. And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Lance Bergman with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, obviously you had a little bit of time off here. You had the first round bye in the 1A Division II sub-state, and you'll move on to take on Otis Bison here in the semifinals coming up as we are talking on a Thursday. This evening you'll take on the Cougars. They're just 6-15, but obviously playing a league that's tough in the Central Prairie League. Looking at Otis Bison here, your sub-state semifinal and first game in the postseason. What do you think about the Cougars in this matchup?
I mean, that's another one of those things. I mean, you kind of brought it up. At this point, you know, you don't really want to get caught up looking at anybody's records. You kind of go back, look who they played, how they played. I mean, we lost to Sylvan. Obviously, we thought we blew that one, didn't play very well, but Otis Bison played them really, really close, had a chance to beat them. And then watching film, you know, you see a lot of different things that, you know, if you just look at records and then who they play and that kind of stuff, you have to dive into that, you know, pretty deep. So we were able to watch them on Thursday. At first I wasn't excited about this long break, but Dusty, I'm hoping it helped us. I mean, I thought we had a really good last week, especially this week of practice. We went back to basically day one fundamentals and realized what we were missing defensively. Now, hopefully we fixed it and got it all straightened out. I've watched quite a bit of film back and forth. I mean, some games, you know, they look pretty tough, and then other ones they had some off nights. So you don't know what team's going to show up at what point. And like you said, it's not like they're playing in a real easy league, and I'm not trying to sound bad, but after watching them on film, I mean, they're if we play just league games, they're probably a 12-6 type of team in our league or something like that. And that being said, Victoria, who we could meet in the sub-state championship, is probably 15-5 in our league or something like that, played Osborne tough. So it's not as easy as what some people might think on paper, but it was a fairly decent draw for us. I mean, we've got an opportunity, so it's going to be – we're going to have to come out, execute defensively, and do what we need to, take care of the ball. But our key is going to be help side defense. If we get an help side defense, we're going to do well. We have to have five guys that are willing to help each other out. If we only have four on the floor and one of them is not on the same page, this defense will not work. And I've noticed that's been our issue this year with some of the times that we've been struggling. And then offensively, our best offense is really in transition. I mean, we cannot be walking the ball up the court and, you know, slowing down. We are so much more effective when we get the ball out, push the ball down the floor, you know, and not walk and try to let a defense set up, because the next two games, and if we're lucky enough to get a championship game, Victoria is an excellent defensive team. Tonight against Otis Bison is, you know, obviously you want to get the win. You got to work on those things, try to improve. And I think, I'm pretty confident, if we do what we've been working on in practice, our help side and then transition offensively, I think the result will speak for itself. But if we don't, it could be a really tight matchup and come down to letting the team get confident and not being in the situation you want to be in. So it's all about execution right now.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on the Locker Room Chats. This is our final Locker Room Chat of the season, Coach, but we hope to see it state and maybe recap the season then. Thanks for all the time this year, and best of luck here at Substate.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auctioneer Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Scott Germark with us, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, finished out your season there on Friday at Clifton Clyde, a 66-21 loss to the Lady Eagles. And Faith Roostrom did have a career high for you with 10, but, man, they got after it defensively, and you knew that going in, that it'd be tough to play against their press. And they forced a lot of turnovers on you early in the game and got out to a big lead early and really never able to recover. Clifton Clyde, obviously a very good team. What were some of the things that you saw in a quick synopsis of that game there on Friday?
I mean, exactly like you said. They were able to get out and take away pretty much anything we wanted to do early. And, you know, we knew that coming in. And I think the impressive thing with Clifton Clyde is just the overall team speed. And it's 1-5. And then you try to combat that the best you can. And then the crazy part about them is that after they're starting five, it seems like they just bring four more off the bench and they don't lose a beat with it. And I was so proud of Faith. I mean, to see her have her best game by scoring 10 that I've seen her play in 2 years. Like, she did amazing. I'm so happy for her. And like you said, we're just anything we tried to do, they had an answer for, it seemed like.
So your season comes to a close with the loss there. It wasn't the season that you had hoped to have, but you did have some seniors in Lauren Brummett and Faith Rustrom, who you already mentioned, and Grace Smith that came out and obviously were a steady force for you for leadership for a very young crew. Some quick thoughts about the seniors and what you have moving forward here as you finish the season.
Yeah, I think when you look at Grace, her senior leadership, and Grace was a girl that was always willing to do whatever it takes. I mean, you know the saying, she had 5 fouls and she wasn't afraid to use every single one of them. She wasn't going to go home empty-handed. And, you know, just her ability to rebound on the board. And Faith, you know, going in, really played for us in spots last year. And really throughout the course of the year, she was just a girl that, you know, continued to get better. And really, like I said, at the end, you can see her actually playing to her height. And Lauren, I mean, there isn't much to say about her. I mean, she's an athlete that, you know, she can do whatever she wants. And I think if you take away her freshman year and you look at the numbers that she put up, I mean, she should have been a 1,000-point scorer, but she was an automatic double-double. And those three seniors meant so much to the program. And we're definitely excited to see what the future holds for us.
Sky Dermark, head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in our locker room chats for the final time this year. Coach, we thank you for joining us each week to talk Lady Knight basketball and wish you the best of luck down the road, all right?
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it and everything you do for us.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Yeah, welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Drew Dusky with us, coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, heartbreaker there for you. A very tight game against Rock Hills. You fell 46-44 on a game-winning putback with about 3 seconds left, and then a turnover by Eli Welchel for Rock Hills to get the steal, and he ended up falling to Rock Hills 46-44 again in the final. They really had an emphasis on trying to take Reese Ramos out of the game for you. He still finished with 11. Jace Cunningham had 13, a couple really big layups at the end of the game to keep your team in it. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the game went? And again, a tough loss on Thursday there against Rock Hills.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough game. And I told Dustin before that. I was like, man, I wish we'd have drawn somebody else. Not that anybody else would have been any easier, but, you know, third time playing them and close scores both times. we knew it was going to be tough. And like you said, they really keyed in on Reese, and Reese had to work his tail off to get the 11 points he had. They sandwiched him the whole game, and it was hard for us to get the ball inside to him. You know, I thought we did a good job of keeping their size out of the paint with their post, but the McDill kid, he kind of tore us up. I think he had 24 points, and we did as good a job as we could on him. He's a good ball player. I mean, he's a good dribbler, and he got to the lane and was knocking down shots, and he's a kid that can create his own shots, and that made it tough for us. And, you know, I thought we did a good job battling back. We were up at 2 at half, and they kind of got the lead. And like you said, you know, Jace made a couple great baseline drives and got a couple layups to get us back in it. And you know, we called that, you know, we were in the huddle and just, you know, said, you know, talking about, okay, we're playing for overtime, you know, make sure you can test shots and got a box out, and they put up a shot and missed, and they crashed the boards and put it back in. And, you know, that's tough, especially 3 seconds left. And we were trying to get it across half court with a shot, and if I didn't like what we had, I had another timeout to burn, but then we threw that pass and got intercepted, and that was over. But credit to Rock Hills. I thought they had a good game plan, and they played well, and we just came up short.
9-9 season for you, and I know it was obviously with that record, that means it was up and down, right? You lost Caden McCoy early February with an injury, and that kind of changed what you thought maybe you could do probably in the postseason. But you had two seniors this year in Jordan Schoen and Ian Kersine that have provided a lot for your program over the last 4 years. Just a quick synopsis about the season and what they've meant to your team.
9-9. I mean, well, I would have liked to have been a little bit better than that, but we had so many games that we lost that were, you know, less than double-digit scores. Mm-hmm. I mean, 9 points. 3 points, 6 points here, there, and you know, those games, you know, something happens, they go either way. But, you know, I thought boys played hard, and, you know, we did the best we could with what we had. And you talk about Jordan and Ian, guys that really improved from their freshman year to that last game. Jordan was a great leader out there as our point guard and distributing, and Jordan probably should have shot the ball a little bit more than he did, because he was our best percentage three-point shooter. And Ian, you know, Ian had to play good defense on some of the best players that we were going against. And I thought Ian got so much better as an offensive player that, you know, those guys really helped us be as successful as we could be this year.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you for joining us all season long to talk Lakeside Night basketball. And this will wrap it up for this year. Wish you the best of luck down the road, right?
Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Skohane and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back on our Rock Hills locker room chats. We're joined now by the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, Nick Meisner, for the final time this season. Coach, things didn't go obviously how you wanted there in your opening game against Washington County, the sub-state quarterfinals there last week on Friday. You fall 53-40. You kind of look at that game and Hallie Meisner had 14-40, Bethany Simulink 13. Just take me through the game and some quick thoughts about how that one ended for you on Friday.
We knew it was going to be a battle, and it certainly was. You know, Washington County's well coached. They're in that Twin Valley League where, you know, it's night in, night out, a dog fight. Even though they came in, I think they were 8-11 in the 5 seed. That record's kind of skewed. They'd be definitely a top 4 or 5 team in our league, if not better. And they're quick, fast defensively, and aggressive on top of it. But we broke their press. They have a diamond press and scored off of it a time or two. But, you know, they're kind of relentless in it, and I think they used it to tire us out since we're not real deep. But, you know, it was back and forth. We were down by 8 at halftime, had a slow second quarter. It seems like that quarter, for whatever reason, kind of gets us. And they got a little bit of a lead, but third quarter we jump out and outscore them by 6 and had a kind of an offensive explosion for us, 20 points in a quarter, which might be one of the better quarters of the year. So we pulled it within 2, you know, and it was a 3-4 point game with about 3.5 minutes to go, and then we don't score the rest of the way. So the score, you know, we ended up being by 13, but we had to start fouling and pressing a little bit as far as our offensive looks, and just things didn't go our way. But we had a shot 3.5 minutes to go. You know, we felt real comfortable where we were at. But, you know, we shot 7 free throws on the night, and we averaged twice that. And so a team that's not real deep, you need those mini breaks to catch your breath and get some energy back and find some easy points. So, you know, it's a tough one, but we fought hard. We didn't want our season to end, but just real proud of how these girls played this year, especially starting out with injuries and low numbers and end up 9-10 is, you know, it's not a real bragging point, but it's a lot better than starting out 1-7. And
yeah.
Just real, real proud of them.
Give me some quick thoughts on your seniors. Hannah Simulink obviously didn't get to have the year that she wanted to, and Grace Ayers provided some good things for you this year as well.
I'll start with Hannah. Was really looking forward to having her develop here as a senior and kind of a program player, you know, put in the work, and one of our better ball handlers on the team and decision makers. To start out the season with her out for 4 or 5 games, and only got her back for not even 4 whole games healthy when she broke her foot against St. John's, and then she was out for the season. But, you know, the 4 games she was in, she was definitely a defensive player that you had to keep an eye on. She's pretty sneaky getting steals, and then offensively, offensive rebounds, she, with her size, somehow she'd sneak in there and get 2 or 3 stick backs, and those are killers for the opponent. So when she went out, we definitely missed her presence. You know, she showed up every day at practice, didn't have to, but led from the sidelines, and we couldn't have been more lucky to have her there. And then Grace Ayers, another kind of program player, all 4 years stayed out and kind of battled some health issues here and there early on in her career. And to get to where she was at, you know, last year, my first year coaching her, I stuck her down in the post. This year we moved her back to guard. So she kind of got pushed back and forth. And for a player to adapt like that and never complain and just roll with it and then excel at it later in the season, you know, I couldn't have been more proud of that too, and had her best game of the year against Washington. Definitely going to miss those 2 next year. You know, the future is very bright. The other 7 of the 9 team members are either freshmen or sophomores. And We have a good freshman class coming in next year.
Nick Meisner, coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here on our locker room chats for the final time this season. Coach, we thank you for taking all the time this year to join us, and nothing but the best for the future, man.
All right. Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate all you do.
Don't miss a great Sammy's Out the Tuesday here, Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh bone-in value packs of pork steak for $1.79 a pound. It's Now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals Now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have asparagus for $1.69 a pound. It's Now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined by Zach Duffy, coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, live to fight another day. A very nice road win for your squad, 46-44 last Thursday against Lakeside in the first round of this 1A Division I sub-state, to move to your home floor to be able to host and play another game against Clifton Clyde. Let's look back at the Lakeside game. It was a tight one throughout, and then you got big contributions. Cooper McDill with 24, and Tristan Reynolds was huge for you. He had 10, tying his career high and making him important buckets down the stretch as well. Just overall, how do you feel about the effort that the kids gave to pick up a nice win and move to the second round?
Yeah, I can't say enough about the boys' effort and their energy and their want to. And I'm just really happy for them and for our school and for our community. It's been a while, you know, I think 7 years since we've had maybe a contested sub-state win. You know, we've had some buys here or there and maybe won a regional. But yeah, it was a huge win for us. I thought defensively we came out with good energy and continued to keep that energy up throughout the game. I thought our 2-3 zone and our 3-2 zone was a good mix for us and kind of kept Lakeside on their toes a little bit. And we rebounded the ball pretty well. And then offensively, especially late in that game, I just thought our composure was really good. We would bleed clock, you know, for 40 seconds or so and then get a really good look. And even if that look wasn't a make, at least we made them rotate and work and ran some time off the clock. But I thought the boys executed the game plan perfectly. They didn't panic when they got down early. You know, they're right before halftime, we kind of went on a 6-0 run. We were down 21-13 or something like that. And they battled back and kept their composure. And I can't say enough about their effort and their energy. And I'm just really proud of them.
Clifton Clyde coming up for you now tonight, semifinals of this tournament. Obviously, this is a team that's very good. They're the 2-seed, 18-3, qualified for state last year. Only really lost one starter and big key player from a year ago. Obviously, they're a talented athletic group, but what are your thoughts about Clifton Clyde here in this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, when I watch them on film, they're just very athletic, very long. They can all get up and down the floor. They can all shoot it. They're going to put immense pressure on us with a press and get in our face in a man-to-man. And you know, when that ball goes through the hoop, if you make a basket or they turn you over, they're two passes and they're looking for a shot or a layup or any way to get you sped up and make it a game of kind of a track meet and get up and down the floor. And they have the athletes to do that. So obviously our game plan is really, really, really trying to control the tempo and shorten the game up a little bit and shorten possessions down. And like I said, that's going to be a tough task for us, but we've had 3 days to kind of prepare as best we can, and if we can handle pressure and break pressure and kind of slow the game down, we should be all right.
Zach Duffy, coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. This is our final chat as far as this is concerned throughout the year on the Locker Room Chats. It's been great to talk Grizzly basketball with you, and best of luck tonight against Clifton Clyde.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Fans catch the game with tip-off around 7:30 tonight on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great deals now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have Honeycrisp apples for 99 cents a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Dole's chopped salad kits, selected varieties for $2.99. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. And we invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.